Blog Talk Radio.
We are 6 days away from the first induction to the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame. There's so much excitement in the air, on the internet, and everywhere. This is Dr. John Stamey live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So glad to be hosting with the Amazing Velvet Pro Wrestling Interviews. It's just a blast tonight. We've got two of the most special guests, and one is our co-host. I'll get to that in just a second. First of all, from Pop Culture Stars, the one and only Todd Saxon. How are you tonight, Todd?
I am outstanding to supernatural, ecstatic, and humbled to be here, team. And back
nice.
In the
We are so glad.
Yeah, man.
It's just great to have you here. You are one of our biggest fans and one of our best friends. And from the upstate of South Carolina, the one and only, the insane man, Crazy Train is here. How are you doing tonight, Crazy Train?
All aboard. Not doing bad, not doing good. Just kind of wrapping up Mother's Day. You know, that's kind of how it goes.
Yep, exactly.
Well, that's good. We are so, so glad to have you. And who is this? From Charleston, South Carolina. The great television guy, Adam Helm. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Glad to be back here. Glad to be back.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. We are always glad to have you as one of our co-hosts. So, and we look forward to seeing you along with Crazy Train this weekend. Holy City Brewery.
Hell yeah.
Come by at noon for the expo. Come by at 4 o'clock for the induction. It's going to be a blast.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
The queen of pro wrestling interviews, one of our we call her our co-host because we love her, the one and only Susan Green. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I got a little time to go out and ride the bike a few minutes and then get back in and get everything situated to be back online tonight. I'll be back on the air tonight.
We are so glad to have you. And now I will turn it on and turn it over to the king of wrestling in Ravenel, South Carolina. I think that's a great way to introduce him. The one and only and one of my best friends, the Amazing Velvet. Take it away, Velvet.
All right. I'm glad everybody's here. We're going to have some fun. I do have a quick first early question. Now, Crazy Train. People have asked me since they've heard you on the podcast, and they said, listen, he has a teddy bear. I said, absolutely. What's the teddy bear's name? I said, you know what? I don't recollect that. Teddy bear have a name.
Yeah. Teddy.
Okay.
Very simple. Just Teddy.
Could have figured that out. But no. I told them you did not want to touch that teddy either, that teddy bear. I said, trust me, you never knew what Teddy was holding. And they were like, what are you talking about? I said, it'll be revealed later. You'll understand. And so I said, y'all have to listen in. So hopefully we got some people who will download this podcast and listen in later. So it's funny. So, yes, I should have known better, you know?
I can't remember who the old-timer was that told me early on in my career, son, this ain't rocket science, man.
No, yeah. Exactly. But, you know, it could have had some other significance with your character and all that. But, you know, I got goobered into that one.
Well, you know what, though? There have been many a night I was in a locker room, and I swear to God, that teddy bear was more over than any of everybody else in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Susan can vouch for that, I think.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's had everything in it, so.
Yeah.
You name it, it's probably been.
Is this a family show or not?
Oh, okay. I've seen Knuckles. I've seen... I think you have
mostly it had a chain in it, but
yeah chain. Every now and again, it had something else. So yeah. Uh oh. Where's nobody?
Uh oh. What?
Row. Crazy Train, is he still there?
Yes, I am.
He looks like
okay.
he's still here, yeah.
All right. All right, it sounded like you just went,
no, no, no.
And Amazing Velvet, I've got a special
yes.
announcement. Coming
okay.
on right now is the one and only, the amazing, here she is. I'm sorry, we just had a bunch of people come on at the same time. Tony Rose is here.
Okay.
How are you doing, Miss Tony Rose?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so glad you're here with Susie. Susie, say hello.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Susie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a cast of characters on here. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
Another road trip Saturday.
Yeah, another.
Exactly. And
we already started with road trips.
And Professor Wrestling is here, too.
Oh, Steve Logan is here. Hey, Steve, what's up, man? Is he on? I didn't hear him. All right, anyway.
I didn't either.
So Crazy Train, that was pretty funny. That was great. I mean, I got suckered into. Go ahead.
Can I flip the script on you real quick? Just real
sure,
quick.
Sure, why not?
How come you get to call Susan, my mentor, Susie? Because I remember a locker room years ago where Desiree Peterson, bless her heart, I love PB to death, thought that I called Susan Susie, and I thought she was going to beat the crap out of me. You know, I'm going to call her that thing. Call her what? And her name is Susan, big tech screen, not Susie. I didn't call her Susie. Clean the eyes out of here, sister. I was fearful for my life that night. There was, you know, that moment when your life flashes before your eyes.
Yes.
And you, like, you remember everything. And you know, it's a scary experience because you begin to realize your life isn't nearly as exciting as you thought it was. But I digress.
Right. Well, okay. You can answer that. You can answer that if you wish.
I know. Well, it's one of those that true family knows me as Susie.
Yeah, I know.
Desiree didn't know
listen.
How close name Train was.
Listen. Right?
I don't even think you remember that, Susan, because I remember telling you like weeks later, and you're like, she did what?
Yeah.
I was down at your gym working out, and she's like, she did what? Like, you heard me? She was going to kill me.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Well, listen, early on, you are correct. The longer we worked together, the longer I hung out with her and this and that, it was okay, I guess. I guess she stopped. Because you know how many times she beat me up in the ring? Okay, that's enough said. I guess it's call her Susie.
What? I just never have. I don't.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, sister. You wouldn't mind if I did. It's just, you know.
No.
But I got half that night by Desiree Peterson. Woo! I was like, wow, I got
listen.
Eat quick.
Oh. Listen, Desiree ate me up one time, too, in a show in Columbia. And I'm like, oh, well, hold up. What I do, I stood there, like, with my hands up, like, what I do, what I say, what happened? It's like, I'm good.
Interesting second part to the story I told last week about Bill Eady, about being mad about the guy and him calming me down afterwards, you know?
Right.
Desiree Peterson made me think of that. The kid that had made me mad, not Matt, he kind of bowed up to me in the locker room. And Desiree stepped right in between us because she knew where that was going.
Right.
And she took him over to the side while Bill was calming me down. And he did finally walk back over and shake my hand and thank me for the match. And then he went to say something again, and Bill Eady said, son, Desiree Peterson saved a life tonight. It wasn't mine, it wasn't hers, it wasn't Crazy Train. You probably need to start walking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bill knew where I was headed that business. Bill knew where I was going.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bill's that guy. He's a big dude, but when he talks, you better listen because he's going to tell you the truth. You know, he's going to tell you. If you need to step, you need to step. So, yeah. So Tony Rhodes, how are you doing this evening, young lady?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And I have never called or text.
You didn't call or text either?
Never.
See, now we're getting some good stories here. You don't call her Susie, you don't call her text. Okay.
No, you don't. You call me text, you don't call me Sue.
Oh, yeah. See, there it goes. Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I call her Susie all the time, never text.
There you go. So I do have a quick question for Tony Rose. Tony, can you tell me somebody that you love to wrestle during your time period? Was there somebody in particular that you just love to wrestle?
I like to wrestle Susie and Betty Boucher, Princess Little Clown.
Mm-hmm.
Penny Banner, even.
Oh. I haven't heard that name in quite a while. Penny Banner, nice.
Yeah. Judy Grable was good in her time.
Okay. That's awesome. I mean, oh, Babette. Wow. We're getting some names here, y'all.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is so good. You know, I have to implore you that the women's wrestling back in the day was as hot back then, I think, as it is today, because y'all did it right in your time, and y'all paved the way for the. Yes, you did, and y'all did a great job of doing what y'all need to do to pave the way for the youngins today. So I thank you for that, and I hope they do too. And I hope they thank Susan as well, because they need to. So
yes.
It's one of those things where, you know, you don't have to like what you see today, but hopefully one day somebody will sit down and close their mouth and just listen. That's all they have to do. Just listen for a little bit. Just listen. And we all have to do that. Like Crazy Train just said, he's talking about Bill Eady. You know, telling the young man that, you know, that was enough. That was it. You know, you need to move on about your business. You know, things like that have happened all the time. So, but, you know, it's always fun to work Susan, except when she beats the you-know-what out of you like she did me. It was not fun, but okay. I hope she, we're not going to rehash that story tonight, but hopefully when I meet you, if she hasn't told you what happened, what she did to me, I will be glad to tell you.
Oh, great.
You'll be like, oh, what? Excuse me?
She'll be
and what she did to...
glad it wasn't her.
Right? A lot of women are thanking me that night. Thank you, Jesus, for not putting me in the match with her. But anyway, well, I'm so glad you're here with us. We're going to talk some Hall of Fame, and we're going to talk some road stories. And Crazy Train is going into the Hall of Fame on Saturday. L.A. Tank from Virginia. Of course, Susan, myself, and the maestro from WCW, who calls himself Papa Stro now. And another young fella named Michael Devine. So I don't know if you know Michael Devine, but Michael Devine was a big indie guy in the Carolinas for a long time. And
yeah,
pretty much still is. But, yeah. He's a good wrestler. Crazy Train's a good wrestler. Tank's a good wrestler. You guys were great wrestlers. You made us look pretty bad sometimes. So, yeah. All right. But moving on with stories, Mr. Adam Helms, our TV guy, Mr. Director for the news here locally, what'd you do over the weekend, sir? I heard something that you did over the weekend. I can't put my thumb on it. What'd you do?
I ran a show in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Tell me that's not so.
Hey, I actually ran into a relative of yours, Dynamite David Deuce.
Oh, no, Dynamite Dave Deuce about that show? Tell me that's not so.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was crazy. He was running off at the mouth and everything, man. You gotta put up with him. But, yeah, It was a great show. We had a good turnout for Alternative Wrestling Showcase, and can't wait to do another show, but definitely looking forward to this weekend. I've been waiting for a long time for this weekend. Cannot wait.
Cool. Dr. John, do we have anybody else on the line yet?
Well, I just sent you a text. We have 843-302 or 303. Who's calling in?
This is the one and only Reginald Vanderhoff.
Ooh, Reginald Vanderhoff.
Oh, my goodness. Reginald Vanderhoff, how are you?
I'm well. I was late because I'm actually was editing some footage from an interview I did earlier this evening. So.
Nice. Good for you. Awesome. But only one thing I have to say is there goes the neighborhood. Reginald Vanderhoff's here. Hey, Crazy Train, do you remember that cat, Reginald Vanderhoff?
You know, I know the name. We're friends on Facebook, but, brother, I don't think we ever worked a show together, did we?
I've actually refereed several of your matches.
Wow. You know, I took a lot of chair shots, okay?
So
and
it's
I,
been
I did
a long
start out doing hard. I did start out doing a lot of hardcore, so, you know. Then when I couldn't play with my kids the next day, I was like, you know, let's try the comedy. That might work a little better.
You got that
Crazy
way.
Train used to work for a gentleman named Jason Hutto in Columbia, and back before I
as
was actually Reginald Vanderhoff. Yeah. I refereed a lot of his matches.
Did you ref the match where I got mad at the kid because he whipped on a chop at me on the Township Auditorium?
No,
oh,
I was not
there for that
one.
No. I was there for that one.
Yeah. That was the one where when I got done with him, I think Ron Grady looked at Sweet Hanson and Sweet said, "Welcome to the business, kid."
Yep.
I heard that story afterwards. I think you were the main event that night, Susan.
Yeah.
Susan was the main event, yep. Funny, too. That was hilarious. That was great. It was fun time.
Y'all don't know it, but we got another guest on there with Tony.
Uh-oh. Somebody's sneaking on?
he's sneaking on. He's Bill. I hear him.
Oh, Bill, cat. Yeah, he's purring in the phone.
Oh, the cat. He's doing a
Bill.
Okay, he's doing a run.
Oh, if you hear a purr, it's Bill.
That's funny. That's right, happy cat.
He sounds like my cat. He hadn't quite got the memo yet on social distancing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much not, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I think all of us work for Hutto. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Susie.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you have any crazy trips that you went on?
Who are you talking
that you wish you wouldn't have went on?
Oh, Lord.
Tony.
Is she still there? Tony.
She's feeding the cat? I don't know.
Tony.
Looks like she's still here.
Her phone goes in and out sometimes, so we might just be talking.
All right. So, Mr. Reginald Vanderhoff,
I can tell you a story of me and Tony and Donna and Sandy
ahead.
Parker.
All right, go for
we
it.
We were over
waiting on that one.
Yeah, we'll wait for Tony to come up. Maybe she'll remember. Maybe she won't. Maybe she'll hear it. We was working in a Singapore. We was over in Australia for Jim Barnett, and we was working in Singapore and at a dog race track. And going out in a tag team, me and Sandy Parker against Donna, Christian Tello, and Tony Rose. And there was a dog. Well, I whistled the dog up and pet it and scratching his head. And we went walking to the ring, and Sandy said, "What are you doing?" You know, and I said, "I just petted the dog, you know. Don't do that." And I said, "Well, fine." We got in the ring. I jumped over the top rope, and I was sitting there, and the match started. They started beating me up, and that dog came in. He backed off. The dog went down. I tagged Sandy in. They do whatever they wanted to Sandy. She tagged me in. I start doing everything as long as I was flying and Guap kissing and head fizzing. It was all right, but they grabbed a arm bar on me. The dog came in.
Oh, wow.
My dog was my rescue. You know, they didn't do anything to me. And it was just a mutt. It wasn't any race dog or nothing. It was just one that hung around the track there in Singapore. I sat there and said, well, I guess I won't pet a dog anymore going to the rings. And he said, you got me beat up. Because of that stupid dog. And I thought, well, I didn't mean to. I just meant the Patty.
What did P.T. Barnum say? You can't work with children and animals.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, considering that most of the people in the rest of the business, we're screwed, aren't we?
Yeah.
Children or animals. Some of us are both.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Susan.
Hello?
Yeah.
You know who this is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I do.
It's Tanky.
Yes, he
owes me a receipt.
I got one question to ask Susan. I've been sitting here, and I was eating a little ice cream blizzard while I was laughing, not trying to choke on ice cream and be quiet at the same time. But I do got one question to ask Susan.
Holy crap.
Just one question to ask you.
Oh, boy.
Is there anybody that you haven't beaten up?
There it is.
No.
Oh, my God. Straight up, no. Just no.
The first time they had me on the show, I told the story that, look, two tours in Japan, worked as a heel, one of the few times I worked as a heel in Puerto Rico and got through that madness of a crowd. None of that touches the knee lift I took on the floor from Susan in front of like 100 people, and I can't even remember the town in South Carolina. I crossed my eyes. I saw stars. You know the little Looney Tunes where they see the birds and the stars around their head? Yeah, that happened that night. And I grabbed you in the locker room. I said, sister, I thought we was friends. Oh, I'm sorry. It happened.
Yeah, she'll be your friend, but she still beat the hell out of you.
That's why I had to ask that one question.
I was trying to be quiet while I was eating my ice cream while choking on it, but you know, I had to ask that one question to her. Was there anybody that she hadn't beat up? I thought I liked to fight in the ring, but damn, I need to take pointers from her.
I don't think anybody in the chat.
I don't ever hear Tony complain about my forearms.
Well, I can tell you, actually, you got a mean ass head log. I know that full thing.
Hold up, let me help you. Go ahead, Tony.
You're not going to defend me, Tony? Tony, he's going to defend me. They're saying I'm beating them up, and I don't think I beat you up, Tony.
All right. Well, she said something, and it went away. But, yeah,
I will say if you when I start making connection with the forearm, if you move, it don't hurt near as bad.
I think Tony's back with us.
All right, hang on.
Tony, you defend me. I didn't beat you up when we was in the ring. So tell me I beat all these guys up.
Yes, you did.
Okay. All right, Susan.
Then Joe Blanchard taught me how to do it.
We left her.
And the burial just keeps happening, folks.
Hey, Scrooven.
Grave is getting deeper every second, Susan.
All right, let Tony speak on this. Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead.
Yeah. We left Susie at a gas station one time in Oklahoma. We forgot her.
Dickie Williams was driving, and I got out to go to the bathroom.
That was on purpose. They said, that stiff son of a gun can stay here.
That's right.
what's bad is I only knew one phone number to call that would take a collect phone call from me, and that was my mama and daddy in Texas, and we were in Oklahoma.
Funny. That's funny.
So by the time they got there, that show was going to be over.
Uh-oh. What did I do?
Oh, I hear Sinister's on the line. How are you tonight, Sinister?
I'm doing all right, man. I don't know what I stepped into, but you guys.
You stepped into listen, the hole's already dug, man. You just fell in with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Brother, have you ever been in the ring with Susan Green? Let's go ahead and just get this thing started. Sinister, you ever been in the ring with Susan Green?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So then the fact that we're calling her a crowbar is completely honest, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in defense,
did she beat you up?
You got on the call. Now, in Susan's defense, what L.A. Park said, beating him up in the ring. I will remind you, the knee lift I took from her was on the outside of the ring, so she weren't technically inside the ring when she beat the crap out of me. We were outside the ring, but you know.
That's not funny.
This is why I always worked babyface on the same shows as Susan, because she worked babyface. That way I didn't have to worry about that.
Correct. I've taken vertical suplexes on a cement floor with her, basketball courts, outside, in gravel, all the stuff. I'm like, I've had enough. I'm done.
Because we trained in my ring.
You trained in my ring,
and you can take it.
I'd rather take a bump on a concrete floor than your ring someday.
I know that. Especially if it's cold.
Susan had me and another guy named Cruiser Lewis from here in the upstate come down there and work out with some of her guys. This was about, 5-6 years ago, Susan?
Yeah.
And we got – and Cruiser had never worked – he knew Susan. They worked shows together before, but he'd never been in Susan's ring. And I remember the next morning, like, we came down on a Sunday. I called Cruiser on Monday morning. I said, so what'd you think? And his first word, I hate you, Train. Hard it was to get out of bed this morning. He goes, I have a whole new respect for anybody that was trained by Susan Green. Not because she's a shooter, because of that damn ring. You will learn the bump right.
Yes, you will.
That is a major problem. If there's any one thing you're going to learn, it's just you're going to learn how to land flat. You're
going to
learn the bump
Amen.
Properly.
Amen. You and
there's been quite a few of the guys that I trained that when I was showing them how to take the belly bump, which most men don't take, but I learned to make them take that when they when I first started
beat us up on that
training, they like to cuss a lot, and I said, well, this is going to be PG while we're training, and so every time you say a cuss word, you're going to have to take 25 belly bumps.
And
after taking another 25 belly bumps, that became their favorite bump. But I said the first couple of times, they thought there was going to be
childless.
Well, they thought they were glad they had their children already, or they wasn't going to be able to produce any. And I said, if you land right, you'll be okay.
You didn't tell me that one. You did tell me to 25
well, you had
a couple
yours.
Of times. Yeah, but you told me you'd take those 25 a couple of times. You're like, I'm like, come on, man. I didn't say a bad word.
Yeah.
You went, yes, you did. Two more.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
He got me, brother. Big time. Good Lord. But you know what? You learn to do it right.
I got a question for Miss Tony.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Well, when did you break into the business, and who trained you?
In 1963 in Moolah.
Ooh.
Okay. Didn't know that. All right. Good to know. Yeah. So who were some of those big stars when you broke into the business? Like that you got, you named a few, Penny Banner, Joyce Grable. Who were some other people that you got to share the ring with and wrestle?
Not Joyce Grable, Judy Grable.
Oh, Judy Grable, my bad. Judy Grable. Okay. Yeah.
And I first, Bambi Ball, she was a girl from Boston, and she must have been wrestling 50 years. I'm sorry.
Wow. What the hell?
I wrestled with her for 3 weeks in Georgia.
Oh.
And that was one tough cookie.
Well, so, I tell you what. Here we go again.
In.
Got another crowbar. Right? Got another crowbar.
Yeah, like she was like Susie. She was a crowbar.
That's funny.
Yeah,
oh, my
crowbar.
God.
Hey, look,
I would address the elephant in the room. Miss Tony, did you beat up people, too?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell, man?
we took turns.
Well, I bet the man in your life was always very obedient. God damn.
He listen, yeah. You can
raise your hand if you want to fuck around and get a forearm in the neck.
I know one person that I wrestled that at 16 that Tony wrestled, that I'm not sure how she was, but Johnny Mae Young.
Oh,
he was a crowbar.
Oh,
I didn't get landed before I was getting thrown some other direction.
She was the whole damn hardware store. She wasn't just a crowbar, okay?
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
She was the whole damn hardware store. Are you kidding me?
And she was till the day she died.
Yeah.
Yep, she was a tough lady till the day she died. You're right about that. Amen to that. Amen.
Hey, Amazing Velvet. This is Dr. John. I got to jump in here to do two important things. Is that okay? Number one, we are pleased that Transamerica has sponsored this incredible Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame with the greats that we have here online tonight with Tony Rose, Susan Green, Crazy Train, L.A. Tank, and the Amazing Velvet. And if you need any life insurance, call up
Sinister.
Transamerica, your agent in the Carolinas, Dr. John. Give me a ring at 843-655-8775. And I can tell you that Transamerica is very proud to be sponsoring this great group of people that have entertained and wrestled for years and years and years. And we appreciate everything that you have done.
Ooh.
Back to you, Velvet.
Yeah.
Now Dr. John, what kind of...
Go ahead.
Hey, Velvet and Dr. John, I need to know what kind of insurance that is.
It's life insurance.
It's life insurance.
We need it
that
because that crowbar is going to hit us. Exactly.
That's right. If you mess with the crowbar, you'll get covered.
that I'm gonna say what Tom said. Call Sinister. He'll be your insurance policy.
Can I defend Tony and Susan and all the
Absolutely.
Greats that helped me out so much when I started? I talk about this
Absolutely.
A lot on my own podcast, ClassicWrestlingMemories.com. Cheap plug
nice.
There. But anyway,
bang, bang.
You have to remember that in their era when they broke into the business, there was no internet. There was no – it was a territory system. Your ability –
No cell phones.
Yeah, no cell phones. Your ability to have the fans completely and utterly believe that you were legit and real is what got you booked, kept you booked. And so
mm-hmm.
– You know, it was a different business, and that's why I have all the respect in the world for them, because they broke in at a time that was completely different than the time that I broke in, and when I broke in was nothing compared to the cakewalk the kids have now. And it was like when me and Stro were talking about that last week. I don't blame the kids nowadays. The system has just changed. You know, they're trying to take advantage of their opportunities that are given to them, and I respect anybody who laces up the boots and gets inside the ring and tries to do what we do. I respect all of them at a certain level. But
well, them fellows that are doing triple flips and all that, I call them idiots and crazy. They're trying to break their neck.
They are.
You know, it may be getting them booked, but there's going to come a time when their foot slips and it's going to be a broke neck and it's going to be, did a good job.
What I don't understand about those kids is that even today, because I know people working for Vince, I know people working for Tony Khan at AEW, when they look at a guy, they don't care about all the high spots you can do. At the end of the day, what they care about the most is, can you work? Do you understand the fundamentals? Do you have a foundation that we can do something with? You know, and so I don't know where that message got lost in the translation, but it did, you know, and that's sad. Like you said, Susan, so many of these kids are probably going to, you know, I mean, Matt Hardy, who obviously took on a pretty crazy in-ring style himself, has said it the best. Everybody's got a bump card. And when that bump card's filled out, it's done. It's done.
Yep.
You know, mine hit 10 years ago, and the doctor said, you're done. So it is what it is. And, you know,
well, I'm glad you brought that up, Crazy Train, because on this past Saturday, I had taken two kids to the side, and I said, listen, everybody you work is going to be on a different talent level than you. You are here. You're going to wrestle somebody way up here, and you're going to wrestle people way down here. I said, nobody cares about what movesets you're trying to get in. The big time's not looking at the movesets and all this and everything that you've got to accomplish in one match. That's not what they're looking at. They're looking at, can you lead a match? Can you follow a match? And can you set the tone for a match, but also take a team who shouldn't even be in the ring with you at all and make them look like $1 million? That's your job. I said, and I told the team, I said, tonight, that's your job to do tonight. They are awful, and you know they're awful, but here's what I'm telling you. You need to make them look like $1 million. And they did their job. They went exemplary. They did their job above and beyond because they took it. They understood at that point. I said, you're going to do this from here on out. You're going to look at matches in a different light now, and you need to because everybody's on a different talent level and a different plane, so you need to learn how to do all those things.
That's why when I trained somebody, David didn't train. That's why, you know, I'd bring y'all in because y'all wrestled different than what I was teaching them. I was wrestling him, and my guys were wrestling them. And then when y'all came in, y'all like to petrified them. But, you know, especially when Preston came along with Tommy Feathers.
Oh, my God.
he were about ready to say, I quit.
Well, you know,
my people that I train, I try to bring people in to where they know that there's going to be people on different levels.
Right. And it's like what you just said about Preston. Juggalo Johnny Blaze that was on the show said he didn't know anything about our gimmick, had no clue. He gets in the tag match with us. He gets in. What's Preston do? Kissed him right on the mouth before the match started. Right on the mouth. I said, oh, there we go. It's time to go.
Let's go.
You know, he said it right on this show. It was like, oh, my gosh, it was great. Adam Helms, you said you had a question for somebody. Go ahead, hit it.
It's actually for Tony. I got, you know, injuries happen from time to time, and I was doing my research, and can you tell me, were you actually partially blind in your left eye in Australia?
Yes, I was almost totally blind in both eyes. Ooh. In Australia.
Oh, wow.
And they made me wrestle anyway, and I couldn't find my way to the ring, so they sent someone dressed in white to walk in front of me to the ring, tell me where the ring was.
Oh, wow.
Jessica,
that's crazy.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Jessica Rogers put her fingernail in my eye and tore the cornea.
Yeah. You know, if that was to happen today, we'd be out 6 weeks until the eyesight came back. But back in our day,
no, exactly.
Get a shot, what color can you see? Walk to the ring. They'll get you.
Match on and you're getting, match on and get paid. Yep, match on and you're getting paid, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, man, I saw that and had to ask that.
Oh, wow. That's a good question. That was a very good question. Thank you for answering that, too.
I got one for Miss Tony, if it's all right.
Uh-oh. Yeah, absolutely, Todd. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Miss Tony. I work up in Indianapolis, and I hear this is your old stomping ground growing up.
It is.
What food do you miss from up here?
Oh my gosh! I don't know. I don't really miss anything.
How long ago have you left?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you know, this is the land of pierogies, and they actually do creamed chipped beef instead of sausage gravy and stuff for SOS and all that kind of stuff.
She said she don't miss that one.
I don't miss that.
That's great.
Wow.
Don't even mention the good name of biscuits and gravy now. I'm just saying, you know, I was born in Charleston, raised mostly in the South, but just don't besmirch the good name. I mean, I like chipped beef.
Oh, I'm not. But I'll have you know right now.
Y'all make me hungry.
My family gives me heck because every time I go for breakfast, I order sausage, gravy, and biscuits. But when I do actually see real chipped beef, I will order it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, my podcast producer is from Chicago, and oftentimes we'd have he's no longer with us, unfortunately. But one of the guys that got me involved was a fan that used to come to a promotion at Wrestle 4 Georgia a lot, and so he's from Atlanta. I'm from South Carolina, and this guy from Chicago would always talk about biscuits and gravy like it was a side dish. We just had to call him out one night when we were recording.
No.
What do you exactly think biscuits and gravy are, man? And he was like, well, that's a side dish. No, that's breakfast. So we had to mark him up real quick.
He's absolutely right.
The only thing I might actually like better than that is put the sausage gravy on some hash browns.
That is good.
Stop it.
That is good.
That is good.
I can do that.
Stop. I had a loaf.
I miss
loaf
many
of bread
the fine
morning.
Waffle houses across the country.
Right? Exactly.
Throughout the Southeast.
Right? I went to Sunflower Cafe this morning with the wife for breakfast, and I had French toast, and they brought me out 8 slices of French toast. I said, hold up. I said, did I get the owner's portion? What's going on here? I was waiting for somebody to come out and say, well, we thought you were fat, so here you go. I am fat, thank you.
Wait, was it the full squares or the triangles?
No, they did the triangles, but still. It was still thick bread. I'm like, y'all.
That's still a lot,
me.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you.
Go ahead, Velvet. I'm sorry.
No, I just said I ate it all, so I felt bad the rest of the day.
I've always felt that part of the reason that the Southern territories seemed to be stronger back in the territorial days than other places was because of Waffle House. You know, feeding pro wrestlers since the 1950s.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
24/7, baby.
Even the Southern territories.
You're 225 when you leave.
Yeah, I mean, even the small territories like Gulf Shores and the Phil Brothers and those, even though those were small, they still were a lot better than some of the northern territories. Why? They have Waffle Houses.
Well, absolutely.
You haven't had meat until you've had a grand slam.
Oh, now we're going in a different direction. We're definitely going in a different direction now. Oh my God!
Can I say something? Can I say something to Tony? Absolutely. So, Miss Tony, this is crazy train. Susan mentored me, and I've never met you, but I've heard nothing but great things about you. I was actually trained by Bubba Kirk, who was Tracy Richards' husband. So I was close to Tracy too. So everybody speaks very highly of you, but I'm not trying to make light of your predicament in Australia. I'm just saying, I know when, like, Leroy McGurk went blind, they retired him. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know. You did get better, and thank God for that. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
But I understand. You had to get paid. You had to get paid, you know.
Well, it happens.
If you don't go in the ring and I don't, do you not get paid? The other girl don't get paid.
Right. That's true.
You know, I've never asked you this, Susan. When you train guys, and I'm sure you do, but when you train guys, do you ever go over what to do in a match if a guy legitimately gets hurt?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. I thought you did. You know, I mean, I remember I was working a tag match up in North Carolina, Virginia one night, and I came off the top rope with a double axe handle, it was a tag match, and twisted my ankle bad. And me and Dr. Fielgo were working Chris Hamrick and Punky, Ricky Morton. And Ricky immediately knew I got hurt. Immediately knew, you know. He was like, "You okay, brother?" I said, "I think I just sprained my ankle. We'll tag out," you know. And I was I was lucky because it was a tag match, you know, that I was able to just kind of cover it up. But that was my first experience at either me or somebody else getting hurt, and I kind of pulled Punky over to the side, and I'm like, well, "What if this happens again?" Because we were wrestling each other the next night in another town, and he said, "Well, you know, it's a tag match. You can just stay on the apron, blah blah blah." But you know, he talked to me through it, and for whatever reason, Bubba and Brody and you and the ones that trained me never ever really told me what to do. So I was glad I had a veteran when it actually happened to me that could tell me what to do.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I tell them if they have to have a stand up match, and by the time they leave, and they know what a stand up match is.
Yeah.
It basically is where the opponent can't take a bump. If they get down, they can't get up.
Yeah.
So
that happened
you have to
me
have a whole match,
Wilmington,
and once they fall, that's the end of it.
Oh, yeah. It happened to me in Wilmington. I tore my AC joint in my left shoulder, and I lost 4 minutes of time because of shock, and I was in the tag match, and I just, knowing what Susan told me, I slid right out to the corner, my corner, tagged my guy on the boot, and said, "You're on your own."
I'll remember there at Merlin's, Big B and Hoss was wrestling somebody, but Big B, I just like, one of my, I preach, do not lock your knees. Whenever I run there, you keep your knees bent, because if you lock your knees, well, he did a move and he locked his knee, well, it hyperextended it. And I said, nobody caught it but me. So now I'm trying to get to the ring. And I grabbed Tommy off our ridge, and he grabbed Doug Gilbert and sat there and said, he blew his knee out. And I said, so we're going out there. Shouldn't have been involved at all, but we're out there to get B out of the ring because they're doing everything to try to keep him in the ring. And he's trying to roll himself out, you know. And finally someone got close enough for me to sit there and say, he's hurt. You know, but it took Doug Gilbert, Tommy, and me to get Brian out.
Wow.
I can hear Tommy right now. Brother, you got to stay in the ring.
Yeah, I'll be like, ain't no way.
We got him pulled out and got the ambulance, and then he got his knee saved, and that was the last match.
Wow. Crazy.
Amazing Velvet, this is Dr. John. I'd like to say something to a couple of our inductees. May I?
Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
All right,
good.
Thank you. First of all, I grew up with wrestling since I was 12 years old, and it was the single most important thing that ever happened to me. I know that I have one of my passwords when it says, who is your childhood hero? The answer is Ric Flair. Obviously, something weird happened to me. And I want to thank Tony Rose, who I've not met and I can't wait to meet, and Susan Green, two of the greatest main eventers in the history of wrestling. Thank you so much. I had the idea for this thing about a year ago. And then this marvelous friend, the Amazing Velvet, took it under his arm and said, we need to do this, and I appreciate we need to do this. So I just want to thank the two of you as being part of the inspiration for this entire event, the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame. I can't wait to meet you. Tony, Susan, I can't wait to see you again. It's been too long since we've gone to Maurice's and had barbecue, and we're going to be doing that again soon. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is Dr. John saying to the best people in the world have to be Tony Rose and Susan Green. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, Crazy Train, finish what you were going to say, sir.
Well, first off, I'm going to ask, how come, Susan, how come you go to Maurice with him? We always go to Lizard's Thicket when I'm down there. Am I getting shortchanged on the barbecue?
No, we go to Maurice's. Sorry about that, buddy.
I'm kidding. We had Lizard's Thicket upstate for a cup of coffee, and it didn't, for whatever reason, it didn't catch on. And my dad was born and raised in Columbia, so I'm a Lizard Thicket fan. But I'm just saying, barbecue.
The Lizard is closer.
Yeah. Oh, that was good.
It was good. But you know, I would go to Lizard Thicket with her too. I would just have to stay in the parking lot while she went inside and ate.
Well, I'd make you stay in the parking lot if you were me too. But I mean, that's another story for another time.
That's a different story. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Well, I made you eat in the parking lot last night.
I was going to tell a story about when you're actually in the ring with somebody who doesn't get hurt, but the first time I ever worked Johnny Ziegler, in the Township Auditorium. I think it was the show after I chopped the crap out of that kid, the Sweet Handsome.
Yes, it was the second. That was the same, yeah. Correct.
Yeah, and if I remember right, I think he was managed at the time by Bob Keller, Playboy Buddy Rose Jr.
Yes,
I can't remember. But of course, Bubba Kerr, my trainer, was trained in the same training class with Johnny. And he warned me. He said, I know Johnny's been to business longer than you train, but he's going to blow up. And believe me, I've told this story 100 times. I know Johnny's not here to defend himself. I've told this story with and without Johnny around. If he gets offended, I'll call him on it, okay?
Right.
But so he warned me. He's going to get blown up, train. And I'm like, I'm fat and I smoke. I'm going to get blown up too. And he goes, no, you're going to get blown up. You're going to have to slow him down. And I'm like, okay. And I think we were like the semi-main that night. And so, the booker had told us, I want you to go about 20. No problem. That's not that long.
Right.
So we, I do all my comedy. Take, get my shine on. Hell, my ring entrance takes, 5 minutes? So we're already 10 minutes halfway into the match. And I said, all right, brother, cut me off, take over. He looks at me and he does one move. Then he grabs me and he says, I'm blown up, brother. Let's take it home. And I'm sitting there thinking, I have just beat you up and made you look like a fool with all my comedy spots for 10 minutes. And now you're going to hit me with one move and take it off? Oh, hell no. And I said, well, then throw me to the floor. So he throws me to the floor, and Bob picks me up. He's like, something wrong, Train? I said, Johnny's blown up. And I saw him roll his eyes as he was picking me up. And he said, I said, I don't know, distract the ref, punch me, do something. So, Bob, me and Bob do a couple spots on the floor, and I get him over as a manager and all that, give him some more heat. Throws me back in the ring. Johnny's like, I still need a few more minutes to catch my breath. This went on for about another 8 minutes. This is what the match devolved to. I had all these grand plans of Johnny doing all kinds of spots to me to get him heat. And he was too blown up to do it. So the heat that night was generated by him throwing me outside and Playboy Buddy Rose Jr. getting all the heat, cheating, healing on me on the outside.
Right.
While Johnny was trying to catch his breath. And then finally, after about 8 minutes, I said, I think I'm ready. I said, just hit me with your finisher. Let's take it home.
Right?
He was apologetic after the match. I'm sorry for blowing up. I'm like, well, I was warned. But the moral of the story, any listeners out there who are new to the business, sometimes people will get blown up, and sometimes your greatest ideas on where a match is going to go aren't going to happen. Doesn't mean they're not going to get over. learn to be flexible. Too many of the kids nowadays try to talk everything out in the locker room, have it built in their mind what the match is going to be. Don't. Because you never know. If the crowd's not buying what you're selling, why do you keep doing it? I am the crazy train. I can tell you the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get a different result.
Exactly. You know, I think one of those shows, Crazy Train, that at the end of one of those shows, it was a battle royal, and I had Big Hoss chop me in the corner in the battle royal, and I went straight down. And I see this hand, so I grab this hand, and I get pulled up. And it was Larry Lacy, and he hits me with a chop. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm getting beat up on both ends. So they tossed Johnny Z out the ring, and then they picked me up over their head, right? And they're going to throw me, and Johnny Z goes, I'll catch him, right? So they tossed me. I grabbed the top rope, go back under the bottom rope, and I looked at Johnny and went, uh-uh-uh. He goes, what was that for? I said, Bo, I don't know you. You could have sidestepped me, uh-uh. He was in the back. He goes, when I get in the back, he goes, that was a good call, brother. So we got about four and a half minutes left. Listen, it was a great time. Tony Rose, thank you for being on with us. Hopefully we all get to sit down and talk to you a little bit at the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame next Saturday. And Susan as well, Crazy Train, L.A. Tank, Reginald Vanderhoff will be our master of ceremonies. Adam Helms, the promoter for Battleground Championship Wrestling, will be there as well, and a lot of other people. Everything is ready for us, ready to go, and everybody, I'm just going to tell you like it is right now. Everybody, Crazy Train said it best last week, we are all wired differently from everybody else on the planet, and that is true. And I wouldn't change any of that. I would not change any of that for anything. You could give me whatever. I'm going to say no. I would not change that. So I love all of y'all. I can't wait to see y'all. We're going to wrap this up. Crazy Train, you got anything to promote and say your podcast again?
You can check out. It's actually, I do several. Just go to geekvilleradio.com, and that has a link to all the different podcasts on the Geekville Radio Network.
Great. Reginald Vanderhoff, you do a YouTube channel. Promote that for us.
Yes. The Willis Show is on YouTube. That is my YouTube channel. We have an interview with Johnny Blaze and Josh Magnum coming up. That's going to go into editing bay tomorrow. And that should be online sometime this week. And also, we just finished an interview with former Ring of Honor manager Prince Nana that you might want to check out as well.
Nice.
And we may have a former Ring of Honor guest. We are in negotiations. That's all I'm going to say about
awesome.
That. So next time I come on, I may be able to reveal the name.
Good. Check out the Willis Show and the Willis channel on YouTube. We got Sinister. Are you still on the line? Tell us about when your jiu-jitsu thing is going to happen again. Emmett, well, whatever it is, go ahead, if you're still on.
Yes, it's going to be on July the 24th, and I'd like to say congratulations to all the Hall of Famers and to Miss Tony and to Miss Susan. I want to say Happy Mother's Day to you.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. Helms, you got anything last minute? We got about 2.5 minutes left.
Just keep your eyes on Battleground Championship Wrestling's Facebook. We'll be announcing some dates real soon. We're going to get back in action to get L.A. Tank back in the ring. You know, we sent out an invitation to Reginald Vanderhoff. Can't wait to see you out there. Yeah, Battleground Championship Wrestling's getting back in action.
I don't have my contract yet.
But thank you. I was about to say, if his contract ain't right, he ain't showing up. Okay.
I'm going to get my ring. He can sit at ringside. He can set a ring.
Oh, all right. That's for another date.
Well, wait a minute. I can see it ringside anywhere. Oh, wait. I think I know what he meant. That was bad.
Yes. Tony
Ouch.
Rose, thank you for coming on. Susan,
well,
thank you for coming. We will. You are welcome back anytime, dear, that you want to just hang out and listen to Road Stories. You're welcome anytime. For everybody here, Dr. John, this is it for Pro Wrestling.
Yes, sir.
Wrap it up, sir.
All right, we're out of here. Our biggest event of all time coming up this Saturday, May the 15th, Holy City Brewery, the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame inductions. Please be there. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week. Next week will be a big week on Sunday the event. So take care, Godspeed, and we'll see you next time.
You guys, y'all have a great night. Bye. Love you guys.
Good luck, y'all. Be safe.
Yes.
All
right. Yes, sir.
All right, see everybody this weekend.
Right. Love everybody.
Yes.
Catch y'all down the road.
All right, Crazy. All right, it's good. Thanks, Senator. Thanks, Reggie.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Yep.